And I'll give up forever to see you. But I don't think today to understand. When everything's meant to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
Alrighty. Wife Tears, how's everybody doing out there? Doing good? It's Giving Podcast. I've been watching a lot of Love is Blind recently, and the amount of times they say it's giving is giving me heart palpitations. I don't know why that saying is so triggering to me. And I realize that it has something to do with, like, I'm getting old and I don't feel connected to this new generation. And I realize that this is a me problem. But I think what annoys me about it the most is it's lazy talking, because what you're saying is what you're doing is making me feel this way. So you're saying, like, it's giving fiance, instead of saying, like, wow, you're really putting off an aura of, like, someone who's in love, you know? It's giving darty instead of, you know, today's such a beautiful day, we should just day drink. It's giving intellectual. Wow, the things that you said sound really smart, and I'm totally intrigued with what you're saying, and I want to hear more. It's giving stupidity is what it's giving is giving. It's like, just use your words, guy. How am I supposed to really know how you feel? Because you're just describing something as something else. That's all it's giving is, right? You're just making an analogy. Like, what was the number one thing they taught you in Lit 101? Show, don't tell, right? The tree was green. Okay, but hold on. What did the tree smell like? Where was the tree? Why was the tree where it was? What's happening inside the room of which the tree is now sitting? Does this mean it's Christmas time? It's giving Christmas tree. Okay, I'm gonna light the fucking Christmas tree on fire and burn down your house. Cause you're lazy in the way you speak. I don't know, man, I'm fucking old. Show, don't tell. Maybe what it is that, like, I feel like I am a good storyteller. And when I hear the it's giving thing, is you're such a lazy storyteller. Like, you could do so much more with, like, what you're feeling, what you want to describe. But all you've done is just say what the thing is that you're looking at or feeling is like. And then it makes people figure out what that means for you, for them, to then understand how you feel, instead of actually just using your words. And the more that I'm doing this, the more that I am such a get off your lawn guy, and I hate that. So you know what? I'm giving fucking old age home right now. I'm giving dementia. I'm giving we're not sure if he should be driving anymore. That's what I'm giving right now. That's fun. Let's give Brandy a call. What do you think about that? Should we do that? That sounds fun. It's giving phone call to Brandy. Oh God, I hate myself.
I'm so sad.
Why?
Because I bought a new cable for my camera, and I really just had high hopes that I would fix it, and it didn't.
It didn't. No. Have you, like, Googled, like, troubleshooting this thing?
Yeah. I just, like, can only watch so many fucking dorks on YouTube try to tell me something. You
know?
It's, like, very tedious.
Yeah.
Most of it's just them being like, yo, so, like and follow and, like, subscribe for more before they actually tell you the solution to the problem. And, like, I just need the solution. I don't need, like, your rant about, like, why I should subscribe to your channel, because I'm not.
I feel that way about recipes I look up online where they have, like, four paragraphs about, like, the season of which they were cooking. And can we get to the fucking thing that I looked up, which is the recipe? I don't need to know, like, that the leaves were changing that beautiful winter's day in New England. What I need to know is how many cloves of garlic do I use?
True.
And I have to go to, like, the seventh page to find that out. And I hate you.
Yeah.
Anyways, how you doing?
First world problems. I'm good. I recorded a podcast last week with Caitlin Bristow.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
She's cranking that thing out this week. I got, like, no heads up. No, like, hey, your episode's coming out. I just got tagged in something. And she's so tan because she came from Hawaii, and look like a ghost.
I saw that she looked very tan.
So jealous.
How's she doing?
You know what? She seems great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like both her and Jason are not in the best place.
Really?
I don't know. That's just like what I get from like looking at their socials.
Okay, but you can't do that because
I know. But
socials aren't real.
They are. Mine is.
You don't count.
I count.
No, you're not normal.
Fair.
I hadn't seen her in, I think it's been about a year. I think the last time I saw her, I ran into her at a Preds game last season. So I didn't know what to expect because I haven't seen her since everything. And I thought she looked great, seemed great. She's doing great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who were the lead of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, I'm playing golf with Joey on Wednesday.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So we'll find out.
Can you get the tea?
I'm going to find out who he, I'm going to be like, who'd you pick? I got to fucking know.
Yeah. We need to know.
Is it Maria? Is it the girl who looks like Topanga? Is it the girl with a cochlear implant? Who is it?
I need to know.
We need to know, Joey.
Wait, is today Monday?
Today's Monday, yes.
Shit, we got to hurry so I can watch.
Press DVR.
I forgot. It's not the same.
It is the same. It's exactly the same, actually. It's actually better because then you have to watch the commercials. Okay, we can hurry if you want to hurry. Just
hurry. I forgot it was Monday. My days are really screwed up.
Well, before I called you, I was talking to the YFTers about one of my issues with Love is Blind, which I have a lot, actually.
I mean.
But one of my issues is the amount of the usage of it's giving, and it's really giving me a headache. And I realize that like, this is the get off my lawn. I'm getting old. I'm no longer like connecting with said audience. And that this is a me thing. This is me projecting like my sadness of my age onto now our audience. Mm-hmm. But I think I've pinpointed why it annoys me so much as someone who prides themselves on like telling a good story.
Okay.
What I don't like about the it's giving is what it is really all, if you boil down what it is, it's an analogy, right? These shoes are giving iconic. You're giving fiance. Okay, so what you're
What about when they just say it's giving?
That it's giving. So that, yeah, that's so fucking confusing. But all that is that you're taking one thing and you're equating it to another thing. Like, oh my God, this entire outfit's giving engagement. So what you're trying to say is that like you look so good that you think that he might get down on a knee for you today. And to me, that's really lazy storytelling. And this is so dorky.
Or is it genius and efficient?
Maybe it's soup. Maybe that's what it is. But like the fun thing about talking to somebody is actually hearing what the fuck they have to say. And it's giving is telling. It's not showing. I'm not getting anything other than like what your analogy is to this thing. And that's giving me a fucking headache. And I hate it so much because I feel like you're leaving so much of the story up to interpretation of the person who's receiving it. And that's unfair because we already live in this world of text message and we're like misconstruing messages constantly. And like giving ourselves a complex about it. And then all of a sudden we're now putting it into our regular vernacular and we are doing the exact same thing that text messages do, which is super vague with zero context. But I also will recognize that everything that I just said is a cop out for me being annoyed that I'm too old to relate to this fucking group of
it's
people.
It's giving millennial.
It is. It is. You know what I was thinking about before we started this podcast today? Hmm. Did you ever watch The Hangover?
Yeah, but it's been a hot minute.
Okay. In The Hangover, there's the baby, Carlos. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was in 2009. So that was 15 years ago? Yeah, it was 15 years ago. Jesus Christ.
That hurts.
It hurts. And I was thinking about this. I was like, the baby, Carlos, that's in The Hangover?
I'm scared.
Has like a very popular TikTok channel at this point. That kid, I bet you is making more money than us selling
for sure
feet pics on fucking OnlyFans right now.
True.
Good for Carlos.
Speaking of OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Did you know that there are girls that go to the gym and make sus videos for OnlyFans at the gym?
So are they like finger banging themselves like at the gym? No,
maybe, but that's not what I saw. But I've actually seen a couple girls on TikTok that are like in the gym, like doing a squat, but it's like, it's not, you can tell they're not working out. They're like doing squats
yeah,
and recording it on their phone. Mm. And I guess like the reason I even saw this is because now girls are posting videos where they're like in the gym trying to film a video that's obviously for OnlyFans, and dudes are coming up to them and being like, what the fuck are you doing? Like knocking their phone over.
Yeah.
Good for them. This trash out of my gym and like all that kind of stuff. And it's crazy.
That's so annoying. Yeah. Like the amount of money that people are making on OnlyFans is crazy.
I'm like, should I be on OnlyFans?
I think you should. Like what are you fucking... You probably would do really well because people would be like, well, I can't see what Miley looks like naked, but I... But
yes, you can. It's on Google.
Oh, is it?
Her whole phase, you know, where...
Yeah.
Titties
yeah.
out, don't care. Like, you can see that.
Free the nipple.
I don't know if I could do it, but I would do feet pics. I tell Tish all the time we should do the feetpics.com situation.
I'll do feet pics with you.
Mm-hmm. I think we should.
Mine would kill.
I think we'd make more money than this podcast does.
Come on. I could sell fucking what are the cookies the little girls
Girl Scout cookies?
I could sell Girl Scout cookies and make more money than this podcast does.
I am so devastated I didn't get any this year. They're hard to find.
It's not like the Easter Bunny didn't come to your house. You go to the store. They're at the store.
I did. I couldn't find them anywhere.
They're at Safeway, at Publix, at Ralph's, wherever you go. Where do you
go? There were none at Publix. None at Whole Foods.
What?
I went to the mall one day.
Huh?
Why'd I go to the mall? Don't know.
Who goes to the mall?
For some shampoo, actually. I needed a shampoo.
Just fucking order that on Sephora.com.
I needed it right then.
Yeah.
And there were Girl Scout cookies, but there was a line of like 100 teenagers in line to buy Girl Scout cookies. So I was like, okay, I can't stand in that line. Surely I'll see them again.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you live so far out, they're not coming to your house and shit.
Oh, they should come to my neighborhood. Everybody would buy them.
I know.
Because no one else is selling.
We've done this bit before, but you know what Boy Scouts sell?
No.
It's fucking bullshit. They sell popcorn.
Do they really?
Yeah, that's the thing that they sell. And it's
just like normal popcorn or like caramel, drizzled, salted?
I assume they've tried to level up a little bit, but still. Like,
surely.
Come on, popcorn?
I buy some caramel salted popcorn.
But here's what I'm saying. You want to be smart? Do you want to piggyback off of women, what men have been doing for years and years and years? You follow the Girl Scouts. And you sell milk.
Ooh, yeah, you're right.
Easy.
I remember you saying that.
You see who they sell to? Boom, that person.
Are they going to sell almond milk?
All the milks. All the soys.
Speaking of, okay, this is not a new rant.
Okay.
Like, this is America's argument, okay?
America.
It's not mine. Why the fuck do coffee shops get away with charging a whole dollar for non-dairy milk?
I don't know.
It doesn't cost any more to buy almond milk at the store anymore than it does to buy dairy milk.
Mm.
If I had an allergy and couldn't drink dairy milk, I would be pissed and I would feel discriminated against that I'm being charged an entire dollar more, an entire dollar for my already $6 latte for it to have non-dairy milk. Mm. How is that still happening?
It's giving privileged.
I don't like it.
Do you want to
I think we should all protest.
Do you want to hear something crazy? I don't think I could tell you the last time that I was in a coffee shop.
It's my one addiction. Like
Yeah, but why don't you get like an espresso machine?
It's not the same. I did. I got one this year because I was like, I got to stop buying lattes at Highbrow because they're $7.
That's crazy.
But it's not just like, not only is the latte so much better, but it's the experience. It's the
Let's
going
do the math on
in.
That.
Getting my latte.
How many days a week do you
saying hi
go
to my
get
the coffee workers that know me because and know my order because I go there so much. It's like the whole thing.
How many days a week do you go get that? Would you say 5 days a week?
If I'm traveling,
okay,
minimum one a day.
So 7 times a week.
If I'm traveling, yes.
Okay, so let's just cut that down. To,
if I'm at home,
yeah, five.
But if I'm traveling, there's no other option.
Okay, fine.
That's how I get my coffee.
I just want to do the
if
math.
If I'm
here.
At home. 3 or 4 times.
Okay, so let's
and that's all, that's like me being good.
Okay, so let's take the medium there, right? Let's go 5 times a week on average.
Okay.
So 7 times 5 equals $35 a week, right? Mm-hmm. Times 52 equals you're spending almost $2,000 a year.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's my argument. Mm-hmm. I don't really pay for alcohol when I'm out. Like, I don't go out and drink.
Because men are just like, she's giving sexy.
No, I've just never been the person that, like, can justify going out and spending $18 on a cocktail. I think it's stupid. My friends, like, especially in my late 20s, early 30s, like, my friends spent so much money on alcohol when we would go out. Mm-hmm. I never did that. I don't do that to this day. And so I can justify the $35 a week for lattes because I don't go out and spend hundreds of dollars a night on alcohol on the weekends.
That's fine. You can figure out your budgetary reasons all you like. I'm just saying that you can make a drink at home.
But it's not as good, like nowhere close.
You got to look up some YouTube videos. No?
I don't want to be paying a whole dollar for almond milk or oat milk anymore. It's not right.
It's not right.
It's not.
I know. We got to do something about it.
I agree. I think we should literally go on strike.
We ride at midnight.
I'm serious.
Are you with us, YFTs? We ride at midnight.
If we all stopped going to coffee shops for even a week, they would have to stop. They would have to stop charging so much for non-dairy milk.
Yeah.
All right, YFTers, you guys have heard me talk about it before, but I am so not a bra girly, mostly because they're just so uncomfortable and constricting. I just love to be comfy. So I've never been able to find bras that I love to wear until I tried the Skims bras. If you guys have tried Skims, maybe you've tried their underwear because their underwear is the best. I'm telling y'all, you've got to try their bras. I ordered the no-show unlined demi bra and also the wireless form push-up plunge bra, which is great for under t-shirts. And I actually can wear these all day long and they don't bother me at all. Plus, they look great underneath all of my clothes. It's an underwear bra that is actually comfortable, and I'm telling y'all, I will never go back. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75.
If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you after you place your order. Select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. That way, they will continue to spend money with us, and we would be very much appreciative.
And also, I really do just love the brand.
They're the best. All right, guys, Bowl and Branch, yep, they're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses, so if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I saw some stat. So there are 17,068 Starbucks coffee shops in the United States. How many churches do you think there are?
Way more.
Give me a guess. 17,000 Starbucks. And we make the joke of like, there is a Starbucks on every fucking corner, right? Like,
I that's mean,
like
the thing. Fair.
17,000 in
But think
the
about like in rural areas.
Totally.
There aren't really Starbuckses and there are so many churches.
I know. How many churches do you think there are in the continental United States?
If there's 17,000 Starbucks, I mean, I would bet 80,000 churches.
It's a good guess. It's a great guess.
What is the number?
380,000 churches in the United States.
Holy shit.
That's I saw that stat.
Like church buildings or yeah, like...
No, churches.
No, I know, but somebody could have like a registered church and it could be online or it could be, you know, people do that bullshit stuff just for taxes. Like church buildings.
Okay, let's cut that in half then.
It's still crazy.
It's still crazy.
It's still crazy.
And who's going... Like you're not going to church every single day, but you're going to Starbucks. You specifically are going 5 times a week.
Yes, I am.
That's crazy, dude. You know what Starbucks should do? Fucking open up a church. You know?
Yeah.
Because remember when banks did that? They were like, no one's coming into our banks anymore, so we're going to have coffee shops and a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. That to me is crazy. That's like the most American thing in the world.
That's nuts.
We make the big joke that fucking Starbucks, like there's a Starbucks next to a Starbucks. Like, and I've actually seen that like across the street. I'm like, there's a Starbucks.
No, I know.
This is crazy.
Especially in New York. They're literally.
For sure. Or like when you go to an airport, you're like, fuck, there's like six Starbucks in here. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
But there are a lot more churches.
All those people not paying taxes. That just like.
I know.
Hurts my soul.
And you know what? If Starbucks was a church, then they could save some of the money on the oat milk. And my girl could get a fucking fresh
Or they could just stop being greedy because oat milk isn't more expensive anymore.
Yeah, it's giving greed.
For real.
We should start the show.
We should.
This is the best opening we've had in a very long time.
We're all over the place.
You or me?
I think maybe you.
Bros and Hoes. You're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy, who is protesting coffee shops starting tomorrow.
We ride at dawn. YFTers.
Actually, the next day, because I have an appointment in the morning and I know I'm going to want to stop and get a coffee. So Wednesday we start.
Why don't you bring your own oat milk with you? Have a little lunch panel and you'll be ready to go.
They'll be like, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Health code.
Got it.
Bitches. Always an excuse.
Okay. I know that like a lot of YFTers come to us for bachelor talk, but I'm going to flip the script a little bit because I'm much more invested in Love is Blind.
Yay.
Here's the thing. Love is not blind. And no. I think we all realize this season one, that this is really not what this show, like it's not blind. And so I need Netflix to show me that like, yeah, you know, it's important what people fucking look like. It's a big part of relationships. So why are we still doing this? The show really should
people
be...
people watch it.
Absolutely. It's phenomenally genius show. But yeah. It shouldn't be called Love is Blind. It should be called Are You Gonna Get Left at the Altar by Yourself? Because that's what the show is.
It should be called Love Ain't Blind.
Yeah, exactly. And love like as much blind. As you want to believe that love is blind, it isn't. Mm-hmm. It isn't. And Jimmy, Chelsea are a great example of this.
Yep.
And I feel for both of them. I will concede that Chelsea does resemble Megan Fox in the way that Megan Fox is a dark-haired girl with really pretty eyes. I could see how people would be like, you have shades of Megan Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
What about Carrie Underwood? Because that was also brought up.
She looks like Carrie Underwood?
One of her friends said that on this last episode. Are you not cut up?
I tell you what, love isn't blind, but also her friends might be blind because I don't know who's telling her this stuff.
Yeah. It's when he meets her friends. She was like, guys, who do I always get on that I look like on the airplanes? And they're like, Carrie Underwood. And she's like, and they're like, Megan Fox.
Wow. Okay.
But I don't get that.
Okay. So we got to talk Jimmy and Chelsea and Jess, right? Mm. Jimmy has a little bit of buyer's remorse. You can see it in his face. I think he thought she was going to look like one thing and she doesn't, and that's fine. But he seems like he's really trying to stick with it. Like in his mind, love might be blind, or like he's really fighting for it, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you? Yes.
And we don't see everything, but
I know.
Chelsea sold him bad bill of goods because I don't think that she showed how insecure she is in the pods.
Agree.
And that's unfair.
Well, you could equate this to like dating online. It's kind of the same thing. Like when there's a wall between you or a phone between you, it's a lot easier to be confident.
Yeah.
This is why dating online is not it.
It's so severely evident that she is very, very insecure about the way she looks. Mm-hmm. She's constantly being like, do you love me? Do you love me? Are you sure you love me? Or do you love me? Do you love me? You didn't tell me you love me today. Why didn't you tell me you love me? And he's like, dude, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. This scene that like really stuck with me. The poor guy, and listen, I'm sure he's going to fuck up and I'm going to hate him at some point, but he's working all day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they get in this conversation where she's like, you only kissed me one time. You didn't tell me you loved me 17 times. You didn't kiss me, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, I just got done with work. Like, I'm sorry. We had sex, but you only kissed me one time. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Sex? You guys aren't kissing during sex? Also, if you guys are having sex, that's a show of emotional connection, I think, right?
Like, yeah. Well, it sounded like he was like, well, you wanted to.
Yeah, he might have been busy. Or he just might not have been in the mood because she doesn't really look like Megan Fox. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I can't stand people that keep tally of like...
Totally.
oh, there's nothing that turns me off more than someone that's like tallying how many times things happened or didn't.
And it's obviously because she is insecure about their relationship. Like, mm-hmm. It's very, very telegraphed, and I totally understand. But this is the thing that I took away from it. And it's the thing that, like, I think a lot of guys get caught into, right? So she is upset that he isn't telling her that he loves her and that she's kissing her and like doting over her and all this stuff because she's insecure about their relationship. She's telling him how she feels, and he's eating it. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I love you. Let me come over. Let me kiss you. All this stuff, right?
God bless him.
At some point, it's finally like, okay, I want to say how I feel about this situation. Hey, you're being kind of clingy. And she fucking loses it, right?
I know.
And this is a good example about why men, just in general, never tell women how they really feel about anything, because he immediately gets fucking raked over the coals because he said how he felt. Mm-hmm. He immediately had like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't mean that. And that's bullshit. Why is your feelings about how you feel about how this person is treating you any more important than how he feels about you? It's bullshit. So anyways, I'm sorry. I got a little bit of a soapbox, but when that happened, I was like, this is fucked up, man. He's just saying what he feels. And also, I'm watching the show and I'm like, you are being kind of clingy. Pump the brakes, lady.
No, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. The whole male-female dynamic is very interesting to me because when I'm in a relationship, for the most part, I'd say like 80-20, I feel like I am on what's normally the male side of things where, like, in my past relationships, it's been some fucking guy telling me, like, well, you didn't do this enough today and I didn't feel loved by you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and then the minute I say something about how I feel, all of a sudden it's like they're the victim and I'm in the wrong I'm such an asshole. And it's like, okay. But like for me, it's there's some sort of like imbalance, right, in the relationship. Whoever's the most emotional typically is who brings it up the first. And then it's just like a one-sided thing. And it's like the minute like somebody else tries to say, well, this is how I feel about it, then it just becomes, it's like what you're saying. It's like very imbalanced. And all of a sudden, like, you're the bad guy because now you also have feelings because you weren't the first one to bring all this up. I don't know. I hate it.
And I think the reason why a lot of people who are like overly emotional get so offended when someone who is not very emotional showcases their emotions just because it's not a normal thing for them to react that way. And so then all of a sudden they're like, whoa, all of a sudden you have feelings? Where is this coming
from? Well, I didn't tell you brought them up. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Anyways, like Jimmy even asked Chelsea, he's like, what are the type of guys you've been into? And she says, really muscular. And I'm sitting there being like, God, you should have gone with Trevor. He's just...
I know.
Like, you'd be perfect for one another.
They really were. I liked Trevor's personality way better than I liked Jimmy's personality anyway.
I do too. It's so very interesting to me that like Jimmy had like all these girls like eating out of his hand. And I'm like, this guy's not that interesting.
No,
he's agree. Like Southern. So like maybe like the Southern draw of it all. Trevor and Chelsea, you guys we got to get you guys together. And mm-hmm. Jimmy and Jess, you guys need to be together. You know,
do they?
Here's the thing. Jess, I guess she had to like explain why she used like the EpiPen thing. Like she was you're going to choke when you see me. You're going to need an EpiPen. And then she had to explain it. And I saw that on social media. I was like, why does he have to explain that? That's the best line I've ever heard in my entire life. You have to explain why you're fucking amazing at doing interview? No. It's not giving EpiPen. She fucking said it with her chest. And I loved it. I was like, that's so good.
My thing with those two is like, he was very clearly not happy about her having a kid. And
he's
like,
28. You know, I get that.
I know. So like that was like visibly a big deal to him when she told him. So I don't think that that's her man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. The other one, it's Jeremy and...
That fucker. I cannot. I mean, the two of them are nuts.
she's like, you were out until 5:00. The bar's closed at 2:00. What are you doing? And he's with his sunglasses on, so hungover, you know it. He's like, fuck, I gotta make up some shit here. Well, the guys told me that so-and-so was gonna be there. And you know, he thought when he said, I'm not gonna let someone dictate what I do with my, you know, he thought that was a good line, right?
Like, he
was
like, totally did.
He's like, this is good. You know, I'm getting in front of this. And then she's like, so then what'd you guys do? He's like, well, we hung out in the parking lot afterwards for 3 hours.
That's not sketchy.
Yeah, for 3 hours. And then she's like, well, I shared my location with you, which, fucking weird, one. But two, she's like, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm waking up in the middle of the night looking at your location. And then at the end of the argument, she goes, motherfucker, I was looking at your location. I know you were in the part of town that Watcher Nate lives in. I'm like, holy shit, man. This is beautiful.
And You know the tea on that, right? About the Apple Watch?
No, I don't. Tell me the tea.
Oh, okay. So everybody on TikTok is saying, I don't know how they found this out, but they're saying that he thought he was being slick and left his phone in his car, got in her car and went to her place, but forgot he bought the fucking Apple Watch on his wrist.
Oh my.
Showing his location.
So he left the phone in the car.
Yes. And thought that he was going to get away with being like, well, I was just in the parking lot all night.
Because
he thought like that's where his location would be and didn't even think about the fact that the watch shows your location.
That's so good. I love that. Gosh, we need more camera people to be following these things. I do like Amy and Johnny. They seem cute.
So cute. Although their whole thing about not having sex is also weird.
Yeah.
From what they're saying on the show, it's that she's not doesn't want to take birth control. Well, I'm 36 and I've never been on birth control in my entire life and I've never gotten pregnant. It's not like accidents can happen, but there are other ways to not get pregnant besides birth control.
Yeah.
So like, I just don't get why that's the hang up.
This episode of YFT brought to you by Trojan Condoms.
Literally, like there's so many options.
Are you like Brandy and doesn't use birth control? Well, strap on a Trojan ribbed condom.
And you don't have to all the time if you track your cycle, which is also not hard.
Yeah, or just kind of pull out.
Done that too. Like, I'm telling you, there's plenty of options.
Plan B.
Also an option, which also not good for you, but like in an emergency, totally doable.
Yeah. Which brings me to my next point, Alabama. Are we done with Love is Blind?
Yeah, I wish they would stop this whole like a week in between episodes thing.
I just wish they would call it what it is, and it's not Love is Blind. It's going to be really funny when someone doesn't show up on the wedding day.
Yeah.
That's a better name.
Do you think anyone's going to get married? I don't.
No, Amy and Johnny.
Yeah. They're the only ones with a chance.
Only chance. I can see that Jimmy and Jess getting together. I can see that.
All right, with the new year, everybody is kind of on a health kick, including me. And did you guys know that like your skin, your hair is a reflection of your health? And internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Y'all know that I love Nutrafol. I've been taking Nutrafol supplements for a long time. And with their hair wellness quiz, you can get your personalized hair health plan today. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding.
Start your hair growth journey today by taking Nutrafol's hair wellness quiz and get your personalized hair health plan today. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com/quiz when you enter promo code YFT. So take the quiz and get started on reaching your hair wellness goals with Nutrafol today. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code YFT.
That's Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code YFT.
Let's pivot over to The Bachelor and Joey. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Howard Stern. I didn't know this about Joey, and I want to get kind of down to the nitty-gritty with him about it when we play golf on Wednesday. He lives with his sister, and his sister doesn't charge him rent, but she just does that to like hold it over him for when she needs him for shit. And God, there's nothing that says I want to marry this guy like moving in with my sister-in-law.
Don't love it.
Yeah. The show should have bought him a condo before it started. And they were like, listen, this is your new residence. We're not going to talk. We're not talking about the fact that you live with your sister rent free. That's weird.
It's not good.
What are we thinking about everything?
Well, my girl Lexi sent herself home.
Yeah.
Devastated.
Which one's Lexi?
The real pretty girl with...
the big hair?
No, no, no. She has like endometriosis or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it was endo. But she's the one that had the combo of like, hey, what's your timeline for kids? And he was basically like,
oh, yeah.
He 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And she was like, I gotta go.
Kelsey. Kelsey's the girl with the great hair.
I love her.
I think that she might be the winner.
Oh, I love her so much.
Yeah, she's good.
But what's funny is like, I wouldn't have pegged her as his type.
Yeah.
But I'm obsessed with her. She's one of my faves.
By the way, did you know that Maria had a small role in The Pacifier?
Sure did. It's all over TikTok.
Yeah. Here's my prognostication.
Okay.
I used to think that Maria was going to get picked, but I don't think that she's going to get picked because I think she's a little bit too much of a wild card for Joey. Mm-hmm, I think so that too. He is going to pick Kelsey.
And you think it's going to come down to Maria and Kelsey?
I think the last three will be Maria, Daisy, and Kelsey.
I do too.
And then I think what's going to happen to Bachelor Nation is they're going to have to make a decision. And I think that, like, they're trying to figure this out. I don't know this for sure, but I have heard that they're, like, having a hard time figuring out what they're going to do. And
you mean Bachelorette-wise?
Yeah. And I think it's going to come down to what does the audience like more, Maria or Daisy? It's like,
according to my TikTok, it's Maria.
That's the Bachelorette?
Everybody on TikTok wants Maria to be the Bachelorette.
I do too. I like someone with a little bit of edge. And we also know, if history has taught us anything about the Bachelorette, is that it's more boring because the guys generally just like powwow together and it becomes a fraternity, whereas the girls on The Bachelor will fucking fight. Mm-hmm. So you do need someone with a little bit more spice as the lead, whereas on The Bachelor, you can have kind of a, you know, a wafer boring, and the show can still be successful. So I think that Maria might be a good choice. I think that if you want to make Middle America happy, you go with Daisy.
But is Middle America who's watching The Bachelor anymore? I don't know.
I don't know. It used to be. I think when they got rid of Chris, they lost a huge chunk of Middle America.
I think so too.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Interesting.
I thought that Maria was going to be the bad guy on this show when I saw I remember when I played golf with Joey before the season started. Oh, at that wedding, the Gary and Teresa wedding. And he showed me a video. I saw a lot of the clips and I was like, this brunette looks crazy. And I thought she totally was going to be like the wild card, you know?
Yeah.
The Demi.
Well, it was giving wild card for the first three episodes.
And you know what? She has stayed strong.
She has.
Who do you like better, Daisy or Maria?
I like Daisy better. But I agree that Maria's better TV.
Yeah. Okay. You know? So we talk about this a lot. The social contract that you have to make with the audience to make it believable that 25 super eligible, handsome men would want to date one person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that one is more deserving of that than the other?
No.
Okay.
I think I said before, like, Maria, she's just a hot girl. And not saying she's only that, but she's a hot girl. Like, she's hot. She dresses sexy. She's very confident. Like, that's, you know. And Daisy's the wholesome, adorable sweetheart. You know what I mean?
Don't
get me wrong. I think Maria's got a great personality.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the hot chick, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, like, it's easy to sell you on 25 guys wanting to date the hot chick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
But I also think that Daisy is, she's so beautiful. She's just a complete different type, right? Like blonde and fair skin and light eyes. I think she's so beautiful and just, like, such a good person. I think there are very, very much going to be 25 men lining up to date her, too.
Yeah, it's girl next door versus... I don't know.
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
For lack of a better comparison.
Yeah, no, it's Reese Witherspoon or Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty good.
Great comparison.
I like that one.
Yeah.
It's giving Megan Fox. It's giving Reese Witherspoon.
It is.
I could be totally wrong and he goes with Daisy. And then if that happens, then it definitely is Maria, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And if he goes with Maria, it's definitely Daisy.
I think so.
Yeah.
I was thinking Lexi would be a great bachelorette.
Which one's Lexi?
She's the one that sent herself home because she wants Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
And because she is on such like an expedited timeline for like wanting to get married and have kids.
Yeah, that's scary for guys, especially if it's, you know, 25.
Is it?
28-year-olds, you know?
Well, then they need to cast some older men.
I agree with that, actually. You know what was really funny to me was the girl that got the initial card that said she could steal.
And then
threw it in the fire and was like, I'm not going to use it. You know? And we're like, wow, she's got, you know, like moral fortitude. And then she kind of like just went after Maria. And I was like, oh, you should have kept that fucking card. You know?
She did a 180.
Cause you kind of look like an asshole. And
she never got a one-on-one.
I know. It was just chef's kiss, man.
I know.
Anyways, are we done with that?
Yeah.
Like, we're almost done with the show at this point.
I know.
But
clock's a ticking. Bachelor's airing in 2 minutes.
I know. You got some favorite things, bro?
Let me tell you what. New season of Drive to Survive just came out, and your girl has already finished it. Oh, it's just so good. Like, They've made 6 seasons of the show, and I still just love it so much.
Who's your favorite driver?
I like knew what happened already because this was last year's races, yeah, totally. And we all know how they turned out. Like I was at the fucking Vegas race, and I was still watching the episode, like white knuckling it, like I didn't know Max was gonna win. You know,
Max. Who's your favorite race car driver?
I love the Ferrari boys. So I don't know if you're like up to date on the F1 news. It's Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz. And in 2025, so they've already done some contracts for 2025 and some drivers are switching around. Lewis Hamilton is coming to Ferrari, which means Carlos is without a seat as of now for 2025. And that breaks my heart because I love Carlos Sainz so much. Also, he's so hot.
I bet they're all handsome though, aren't they?
Really, truly, like the majority of them are so hot. I'm like, how is this that you're rich, an incredible athlete, and so hot?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Also, though, in this season, they show one of the rookies that got to, so Daniel Ricciardo like broke his hand in his like second race back, and they had to bring up, you know, or like one of the rookies that's like the reserve driver or whatever. His name's Liam Lawson, I believe. Mm-hmm. That kid came in, got to race a couple of times, fucking slayed it, scored points in both races, drove great, and then wasn't given a seat. But I loved him from the little bit of his story we got to see. It's like he says, like, you know, the reason I'm not in Formula 2 or any of the others is because we don't have the money to do that. So I've had to go do XYZ instead. Mm-hmm. And so I was like really rooting for him. And he's so talented. So hot take, I feel like we haven't seen the last of Liam Lawson. I think that come 2025, I'm hoping the guy gets a seat because he's really good.
I hope he gets a seat too.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to watch that, but I'm glad that you like it.
It's so good.
Same producers of that show make Full Swing, which is coming out very soon. I'm excited for that.
They do.
I haven't started yet. Yeah. I do want to give a shout out. One of our producers said that we need to talk about a show called Boy Swallows Universe.
And?
I haven't seen it, but I just wanted to make sure we gave it some love.
Okay.
In 1980s Brisbane, a precious boy and his selectively mute brother embark on a suburban odyssey of love, redemption, and retribution after their family is torn apart by a drug lord. Boy Swallows Universe on Netflix. I have heard that this is really, really good. And yeah.
Okay. You know what I finally watched?
What'd you watch?
The Iron Claw.
Oh, did you like it?
It is so, so sad.
Yeah, I know. It's a very sad.
Do you know the story?
I know of it. I know it's like the original, like the first wrestling family, and it's ravaged by drugs and abuse and everything.
I was not prepared
for
how tragic the story is.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's just very sad. Zac Efron's incredible in it. Like, I know.
Jeremy's good in it, I assume.
He is good. He doesn't have a ton of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who has even less screen time is my guy from Murder at the End of the World.
Harris Dickinson.
Harris Dickinson. 5 lines, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I needed more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everyone's great in it. Zach is incredible. For a Disney kid, like, he's a fucking great actor.
Yeah?
He really is. Anyway, I loved it. It is very sad. I don't cry. I didn't cry. But like, if I did cry, I would have cried. You know?
The true story of the inseparable Von Erich brothers who made history in the intensely competitive world of professional wrestling in the early 1980s. Iron Claw. And you can watch that on Prime.
Yep.
So you paid for that, huh?
You know what? Dom must have, because I share an account with my mom and somebody had bought it.
God.
And it guaranteed wasn't Tish.
Love it.
Yeah.
You know what movie we watched recently? We watched the Baz Luhrmann Great Gatsby.
Have you never seen that before?
I have, but I watched it in 2008 when it came, or 2013 when it came out.
I think I've seen it 5 times.
And here's the thing. So I am, you know, I'm an old soul. I really do love the original with Robert Redford. Like, it's so good. That's the one that, like, I watched when I was, like, doing English 101 or whatever.
Right.
So I think I was like, fucking Baz Luhrmann, you know, bright colors and, like, dance numbers and Jay-Z's in it for some reason. We don't really know why. And, like, it's all pomp and circumstance. Anyways, we watch it again. It is so good. It's such a phenomenal film. And then I was like, damn, dude, Leo doesn't miss. We were going through Leo's fucking filmography, and it is insane.
Yep.
Don't Look Up was hilarious.
Great movie.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is so good. Mm-hmm. The Revenant, he won an Oscar for. I liked the movie, but it wasn't that good.
I didn't see that one.
The Wolf of Wall Street's so good. The Great Gatsby is so good. The Titanic is so good. Django Unchained is so good. Inception, so good. Shutter Island, so good. Blood Diamonds, pretty good. The Departed.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. It is good.
It's really good.
You just like it because he's South African.
I watched that movie and liked it before I dated a South African.
All right. The Departed, so good. The Aviator, so good.
So good.
Catch Me If You Can, so good. Gangs of New York, one of my favorite movies ever.
Great.
The Beach, so good in that.
I haven't seen that in a minute.
I know, but it's so good.
Yeah.
The Man in the Iron Mask, so good.
So good.
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, one of my favorites of all time. Also Baz Luhrmann.
Also Baz Luhrmann, you were right.
Oh, so good.
The Basketball Diaries, This Boy's Life. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Are you fucking serious, Leo? Like, we don't truly get to appreciate how many good films he's been in until you fucking go like, IMDb, fuck you, man. This is, and you know there's so many, like even like the top shelf guys, Tobey Maguire, Johnny Depp, have lost so many movies out to Leo.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good.
I know.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Do you have other things?
I was thinking I did, maybe not.
You want to hear some jokes?
Not really. No.
What's the difference between...
I don't want to.
An enzyme and a hormone?
Probably a lot, but let's hear it.
Well, you can't hear an enzyme.
I don't get it.
What's the difference between...
Oh, no.
Say it out loud.
No.
Say that loud.
This is not an appropriate joke.
You can hear a hormone.
Where did you hear this?
Don't worry about it.
No, I need to know where you heard that.
I don't know. Fuck, I got nasty ass friends.
My God.
Another joke.
Oh, I hate jokes.
But the YFTers might enjoy them.
I don't think.
Guy goes to a bar with his buddy, right? And gets really, really fucking drunk. And he throws up on himself.
Ew.
And he's like, oh my God, my wife's going to be so mad.
Yeah, he'd be sleeping outside.
This is a shirt that she got me for Christmas, and I threw up all over it. His buddy says, don't worry about it. I know what you're going to tell her. This is what you're going to tell her. You're going to tell her that your buddy threw up on your shirt. Here, I'm going to put $10 in your shirt pocket. When you go home, tell your wife, my buddy threw up on my shirt, and look, he gave me $10 to pay for the cleaning. And he's like, that's a good idea. Thank you so much.
I think it's more than $10, but you should.
You are the worst. Just listen to a joke. So he goes home. His wife sees his shirt, starts yelling at him. That's the shirt I got you for Christmas. What the hell? You threw up. You got so drunk. You threw up on your shirt. I can't believe you. He goes, honey, no. My buddy threw up on me, and he felt so bad that he put $10 in my pocket to pay for the cleaning. So she goes into his shirt. She pulls out the money, and she goes, well, this is $20. He says, well, he also shit my pants.
That's not funny.
Yeah, it is because, see, what happened was is that he shit his pants.
Right.
Also.
Yeah. It's not funny.
Okay, why have tears? I need to know if you think that's funny or not because it's a great joke.
No.
It is.
The first one was better.
First one you didn't get.
But it was funny, the ones I did get it.
I don't think that you got this one.
No, I get it. He shit his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why there's $20 in there.
You thought you shit your pants the other day and looked on your ring, like, which was funnier than that joke.
I think that the reason why you don't like comedy is because you don't understand it. I think we've boiled it down.
I like SNL.
Did you watch with Shane Gillis?
I did not.
Oh, I want to watch that one. I haven't seen it. I heard he did really well. He's the guy that was hired by SNL, and then they found some clip of him talking about like Asians, and he got canceled for that, and then he got fired from the show before he ever was on the show, and so now he's hosting it, which is like Lorne Michaels' seller's remorse.
Mm.
Oh, I got a new soundboard.
Oh, boy.
I get sent these a lot, by the way. People really like our soundboard, I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's great.
Or they just like, they like the idea of me playing it. New soundboard, a possibility. Let's see what it says.
Just shut the fuck up, but did not ask for the dumb opinion that came out of your ass. Just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up, but
can
did
you,
not ask for the dumb
can you recreate that TikTok video, please?
No, but
like I need the visual of you doing all that.
When you with that said audio. That joke wasn't funny, I wish I had that sound bite. Be like, shut the fuck up.
Well, you can put it in there, post.
I can actually. Okay, I saw this, and this was a TikTok where it's stick season, but it's from her perspective.
What if stick season was from her perspective? I know I promised you that we were worth more than the most combined, but that was way before we said some things that made me realize that maybe we were just two lovers way ahead of both our times. I couldn't see your exit through the tears that filled my eyes, and I went straight to my grandmother's, and she asked me what was up. I told her I just broke the only heart I've truly ever loved, and now I'm terrified of stormy nights, cause I see you when it floods, and I can't face my problems, so I'm living on the run. And oh, I love her mom, but it's the season of the stakes, and I thank your mom for everything she ever did. And oh, it's not your fault, or how I wish it could be different if I return your calls. I put my keys in the ignition, then we'll be right back where we weren't you. But the summers passed like the seasons do. We weren't built to last, we were meant to lose. And I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
How freaking good is that?
Slayed it.
Slay, bro.
Literally slayed.
That's Deeps in My Feels on TikTok. Noah Kahn wrote, this rocks. I got something.
Okay.
So for whatever reason, the bathtub is right behind my sink in our Jack and Jill bathroom setup, right? And so right behind the bathtub is like a little teak chair to sit, you know, sit down on, I guess, before you get in the bathtub.
Do people sit down before they get in the bathtub?
I don't know, but we have this thing, and I don't know.
For aesthetics, I think.
Yeah, maybe put candles on it or something. I don't really don't know. Sure. Maybe get a laptop. I have been now brushing my teeth and sitting on it. I don't know if you know how wonderful it is to brush your teeth while sitting down.
No.
Give it a shot. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Brushing your teeth seems like a little bit of a chore, right? And we're like, I can do this again. And so can I, you know, you're always in a hurry and whatever. But the second that you sit down, you take a load off and you're just like, you know, I'm gonna be the tease right now, man. I'm gonna take my time, you know, I'm really gonna get in there. I'm not in any hurry. Life's too short, man, but these teeth need to stay gold, pony boy. And you just sit there and you just really enjoy it. The way that you look at brushing your teeth is gonna change. And so here's the thing. So I do this every single day and every single night at my house, right? And we were just in Yosemite over the weekend.
Doing what?
Oh, my brother-in-law got engaged. Congratulations to Donovan Highland and Sarah Howard, what we call her Howie. They got engaged in beautiful Yosemite.
I've never been to Yosemite.
Really?
I know, I gotta go.
Half Dome? Beautiful there, man.
I know.
And this is what I found myself doing in the hotel room. I was brushing my teeth and I walked out into the sitting area, sat down, beat the tees. Just... took my time, wasn't going anywhere. And then you know what I did the next day? Went out to the deck.
Wow.
Really taking it all in. Really enjoying my surroundings while cleaning my mouth. It's so much more enjoyable. The other thing that I found out on my road trip recently, bagged pickles?
Ew.
Oh, and the company, shout out to Oh Snap, bagged pickles. They are delicious. They are crispy. Boy, oh boy. If you are a pickle boy, I'm a pickle boy. You're not a pickle boy?
No.
You don't like pickles?
No, and if it even touches my food, I don't want the food.
Oh,
I hate it.
But see, this is why we're best friends, because we go get a hamburger and I have your pickle.
I don't even, they better not even put it on my burger. Oh. I can't eat it.
God, there's nothing better than a deli sandwich that's wrapped up in the butcher paper and there's a little pickle in there. Give me all the pickles. I'm a pickle boy.
Nasty.
Listen, I'm a pickle boy.
It's gross.
What would you say? If I'm a pickle boy, what are you? You're a horse girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what's a food that like you just love?
Sugar.
Oat milk.
I do. Which is very sweet. Yeah, sweets.
Sweets, huh? What's your favorite? Sweets.
Like, what? I fucking love a donut. Like, a really good donut is just so fucking good.
Wow. What's your favorite type of donut? Is it glazed? Is it chocolate? Is it jam?
I love a good blueberry. A blueberry donut is very good. I like the old-fashioned donuts.
Bear claw?
I love a powdered donut.
Yeah.
Like, I really like them all. The only ones I don't really like are the chocolate filled, because I don't really like chocolate, but I like all the rest.
Wow.
I was obsessed for a while about the California donuts. Have you ever been to California donuts where they put the cereal on top?
No.
The Lucky Charms one. Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah. The Fruity Pebbles one. Mm.
Good, huh?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Holy shit. So good.
Yeah. It's got to be 1,000 calories.
I love donuts.
All right. You're a donut girl.
I'm a big donut
girl. I'm a pickle boy. You're a donut girl.
Yeah.
Name of the episode right there.
I love donut holes too.
Oh yeah. Do you like donut holes better than donuts?
There is something really nice about just like bite-sized pieces, but there's more variety with donuts, so I think I'll go with the donut.
Do you eat fast food ever?
Rare. If I do, it's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, so let's rank your favorite fast food. Your favorite fast food restaurant, go.
Chick-fil-A number one for sure.
And then what's number two? Give me three.
I think Sonic.
Okay. You are so southern. Sonic's fucking amazing.
I think Sonic's number two.
Yeah.
Number three. Does Steak Shack count?
Shake Shack. Yeah, your third favorite.
Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Shake Shack. Does that count?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah, Shake Shack's number three.
Yeah. What's mine? Oh, let me tell you. So.
In-N-Out Burger.
No.
No?
I do love In-N-Out Burger.
Doesn't even make top three?
Makes top three.
Okay.
This is going to be crazy.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Jack in the Box.
Absolutely not.
Jack in the Box is like...
What do you mean?
The menu is like that of the Cheesecake Factory.
But it's not good.
It's amazing. You can get two tacos for 99 cents. You kidding me?
I cannot believe you.
The
no.
Sourdough Jack? Give me a break. The Spicy Chicken Sandwich? Give me a break.
I don't even think I've ever had Jack in the Box.
The Bacon Ultimate Cheeseburger? Give me a break.
No.
The fries? The crispy curly fries? Give me a break.
Those do sound good.
They're so good.
But you know whose are better?
Whose?
Arby's.
Yeah, but the Arby's just food in general is gross. Then
it's
like,
terrible, but the curly fries are worth it.
And I do like the Arby sauce. We'll say that. Mm-hmm. Number two, In-N-Out Burger.
No,
I'm Californian. Number three, Taco Bell.
No.
Taco Bell.
There is no way that if you were sober, you would willingly choose Taco Bell.
Oh, I had it sober recently, actually. It was delicious. Here's the thing about Taco Bell, which I really appreciate. They aren't pretending that they're healthy. You know, we're like, no. McDonald's will be like, we got salads now and here's an apple and some milk. Blah, 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 blah. Taco Bell's like, fuck you. Here's grade L meat. We don't care that you don't like it.
It's literally worse than dog food meat.
Sure. I bet it is. And then they're just like, you know what? Why don't you take some fucking Diablo sauce, spread this all over it. It's going to kill any bacteria from the grade L meat that you got in there. And it's going to be delicious. Also, I just love the fact that like when you go to like a normal McDonald's, you're like, I'm going to get the Happy Meal or whatever. I'm going to get the Big Mac meal. And it's just the Big Mac fries and a drink. Mm-hmm. But Taco Bell's like, okay, we got the cheesy gordita crunch. And then we're also going to give you fucking a churro and like three different types of tacos. And that's a meal for some reason. And it makes no sense. I don't know why they do it. But I love that, like, not only am I getting my fucking cheesy gordita crunch, I'm also getting a Doritos logo taco. Like, the taste flavors are so different, vastly different. They don't give a fuck. They're just like, hey, Fatty McFatterson, eat this shit. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
And I do.
This episode's long.
Okay, we're done. What do you want to go out on?
I don't know.
Okay, I got one. My boy, David Bornay, he's got a new record out, and he put out a cover that I think you might like. A cover of I'll Be There For You. So for all of you Friends fans out there. David Bornay, I'll Be There For You. What do you got coming up?
I I'm home for another like week.
Okay.
And then I'm going to the Caymans.
The Caymans?
The Caymans.
Oh.
I can only hope and pray that I get some sort of tan while I'm there.
I think you will.
I really hope so. I'll be there like 2.5 days. I'm DJing an event for International Women's Day.
Fun.
Very cool. And then I come home for a few days, and then I come to LA.
Oh, you come to LA?
See you there. Yeah.
Are we doing a photo shoot?
We'll see.
Okay.
And then I go to Vegas.
Vegas.
And then I go to Biloxi, Mississippi.
You're just in Biloxi.
No, I'm going to Biloxi.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were already there.
These are all my March shows.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's the tea.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll be here. So.
We'll see about a photo shoot. We'll see.
All right.
Wiped tears. Like, do you guys need more photos of us? Like, can we ask them?
I know, but Podcast Nation really wants to take new photos.
I know, but like, can we just gauge the interest for the app from the actual Wiped tears?
Here's my thing, and I haven't really expressed this to Podcast Nation, but this seems like a good place to do it because they're gonna have to listen to this anyways.
Okay.
I've only gotten older and less attractive.
True.
I don't know if I want to put out what I really look like as the new showcased things, unless we are really face tuning the fuck out of this bitch.
We're not doing that.
Okay.
But my guy that I was going to have take photos, he shoots on film.
Oh, okay.
And film is very forgiving.
Yeah. Fucking old. Okay, perfect. We'll do that.
We'll do film.
All right, Wife Tears. We love you.
Love y'all.
Please watch this on YouTube because that's important, I guess. And go rate and review. We haven't done a fuck you very much in a couple episodes, so please go rate and review. And I've been noticing that people are commenting on our Spotify thing afterwards. So if you listen on Spotify, go mark that, and I'll put it up on the. I can publish it or something. So
that's cool. Good.
Yeah, I'm gonna rewind this a little bit because I feel like we kind of talked over all of it. All right, YFTs, we love you.
Love you.
Bye bye. When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you. Like I've been there before, and I'll be there for you. Like you're there for me too.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.